I'm Kennedy, and I'm here with
Norman Jones
and Mitchell Jones
on WDKX. Hi. What do you guys do?
First of all, we're brothers.
You're brothers?
We're brothers, and we were part of a special basketball team back in the 70s. Three of us was Mitchell, Marvin, and Norman. And Marvin has passed on, but we were one of the top teams in the state, and we won the sectionals, and we were just unbeatable as brothers, and we went on and do some great things in our lives after basketball, after college.
That's great. What team were you on?
We were on the East High School Orientals team. I played at the University of Buffalo.
And I played at the University of Arizona. We were top 20 teams, won NCAAs three times when it was hard to get into the NCAA. At the time, it was only 32 teams, and you had to be really tough to get in. Right now, I spent decades in commercial bank, now retired, and I do some consulting for loan management, financing, obtaining financing sources, and general business analysis.
Do you ever look back at your achievements, and are you ever like amazed at yourself and what you have done?
Well, we were raised by, our father was a Marine Corps drill sergeant who served in World War II in Korea. Our mother taught Sunday school and Bible studies in our house. So we were raised to be very humble. So it's, you know, when you reflect and you look back on what you've done, and you do an accounting of it, and other people tell you what you've done, then you say, yeah, that's pretty cool. Me in my life after basketball, I worked for city government for about 40 years. I retired in 2022. As the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Services, where I was responsible for, you know, a multitude of different activities.
And the thing about in the past, things were different than they were now. For example, not many people were of our race were not in finance or were not in banking. There was a thought process that we did not have discipline or intellectual capacity to do a business analysis. So when you did get a chance, you had to go in there, prove your mettle, prove people wrong, show them that their ideas were not hard fast, and show them that we can do the job once given a chance, but we need to be given a chance first with the idea of fairness. And the thing is, there was a certain responsibility that you had when you got the job, when you got the opportunity. So it, you know, it added a little bit more pressure to get the job done properly.
You say there was pressure. Did you ever not want to do the job because of the pressure?
Well, the biggest thing about it, I'm not being funny here, you had to eat. you had expenses. If you wanted to make your way, you had to make sure that you kept your job and recognize the pressure. At times, people in your family might need some help with some money, and you had to have that idea in the back of your head as you absorb the pressure. You know, it became something that was daily. So I need to do this job properly, so we can all do better.
So, and to piggyback on that, what you're also doing, you're blazing a trail for people to follow. You're leaving breadcrumbs. You're leading a path for someone to follow. Some people learn by reading books. Some people learn by following or watching other people do. So when you become the first coordinator, first manager, first director, first department head, when you open up doors for other people, that means other people can come in, and you're able to hire people and do certain things. Not only do you blaze a trail for yourself, but you're also opening a path for other folks. So, and that's the important thing that I've been able to see, and I find a lot of fulfillment in.
I love the breadcrumbs analogy. That was really cool.
I like to second that because he's responsible for a lot of people getting ahead in life. I go up to people and they tell me how much they appreciate him. You know, when the Carlson Y was open, I would go there. And people that were hired by him and mentored by him told me how much they respect him. So bravo and accolades to my brother here.
That was really sweet. I would like to know, because I'm a young person, what message would you leave to the younger generation?
Read. Read as much as you can. These things are great, but they're habit for me. Go get a book. Read as your dessert. This is all right. This is some food that you're getting, but get a good book. Get something that you can get into and expand your mind. Don't take it as the gospel that what's on this phone or what's on whatever platform they're using now is the actual truth. Find your truth. Read. Expand your mind. And if you're the smartest person in your group, find another group. Iron sharpens iron. You need to be around smart people a lot.
And I would like to add to that, young people need to learn our history and keep up to date on our history. Right now, I'm seeing that people are ignoring a lot of things, taking a lot of things for granted. Go back and learn the trail and know what certain things mean and obtain your ability to think critically. Just like my brother was alluding to, not everything is gospel, especially on the internet.
Thank you very much.